excited rumors were spreading quickly among the angels of heaven. God was doing something new. To be honest, it had been a while since God had done anything significant upon the earth. And many of the angels of heaven had even started to wonder if perhaps God had given up on that whole project altogether. Rumors had begun since God had called Gabriel into God's office. Gabriel was no ordinary angel. He was one of the four archangels, and his name said a lot about his importance. His name, like many angels' names, related to his job. He was the angel of God's might, God's strength, God's power. On earth, they used the word Gabor to describe God's might, and they called God by the name El. And so the angels referred to him as Gibor-El, Gabriel, the angel of God's might and power. In the past, Gabriel had been sent to earth so that God's power would overshadow and inspire God's earthly warriors and powerful kings. The angels of heaven remembered fondly the ancient past and the great warriors of old, great warriors like Nimrod, who built an ancient kingdom, kingdom which had long since come and gone. Gabriel had been sent to overshadow judges for God's people, the early rulers of God's people, warriors and leaders like Joshua and Samson and Gideon. Gabriel had been sent to overshadow kings like King Saul and King David, who had fought the Philistines and even conquered mighty giants like Goliath. Gabriel had been so active in the past, bringing might and power to God's leaders upon the earth, but more recently, he had not been out on many assignments. Some of the other angels even wondered if perhaps God had put the angel of God's might and power into an early retirement. Most recently, God had sent Gabriel out on a project. He had gone to the prophet Daniel. Gabriel had gone to Daniel, but it was just to deliver news about the future. This time, Gabriel went to explain to Daniel how other kings from other kingdoms would rise and fall on their own power and their own might. Hope. Hope. The angels of heaven, they still had hope that someday God would send Gabriel to overshadow a new king and a new leader for God's cherished people. A few centuries before, a word of hope had gone out from God to the prophet Isaiah. God had promised a new king for God's people. He would be a righteous and a good king. Authority would no longer be on those other kings and their kingdoms on earth, but authority would rest on the shoulders of this new king. God's word to Isaiah said that the new king would be called Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Wonderful Counselor, and Mighty God. Gibor-El, Mighty God. Yes, a new king would arise, and he would have the might, the strength, and the power of God. Gabriel, the angel of God's might and power, had been called into God's office for a new assignment, and the angels of heaven were buzzing with hopeful excitement. Some of them were even getting ready themselves. Rumor was that Gabriel would not go to earth alone, but that the whole host, the armies of the heavenly angels, would soon be called to help God's new king, the one called Mighty God. When Gabriel came out of God's office, he was shining with the glory of God. He radiated light and the energy of God's majesty. And the other angels crowded around him, and they excitedly began asking their questions about this new mighty king. Who would the new king be, Gabriel? Was he tall and strong and handsome? Was he rich? Was he a Caesar? Another conqueror like Samson or David or Alexander the Great? Did he ride a horse or did he prefer a chariot? How many armies did he command? What kind of weapon would he carry to strike down his enemies? A bow and arrow, a sword, a spear? Did he already live in a palace? Maybe in Jerusalem or the citadel in Babylon or maybe a villa in Rome? When, Gabriel, when? How soon would his victory come? Come on, Gabriel. Tell us about God's Gibor-El, Mighty King, they begged. Gabriel was still in a state of shock from his meeting with God, and in a stunned voice, he began to answer his friends' questions. The new king, was he tall and strong and handsome? No, 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 Gabriel explained. He's not even born yet. And when he is born, he'll just be a tiny baby. He'll be fragile, vulnerable. He'll nurse at his mother's breast, and soon after he's born, his father and mother will have to pick him up, and they'll flee. They'll be refugees down in Egypt. Is he rich? No, his father is just a laborer, a carpenter. He goes from town to town looking for the work that he can find, and his mother has nothing. Does he ride a horse or a chariot? No, Gabriel said. On his way to be born, his poor mother will be lucky if she can find a donkey to ride, a colt, or the foal of a donkey. What kind of weapons will he carry to strike down his foes? God didn't say anything about giving him weapons, not even a shield. Gabriel thought about it for a minute. He'll have empty hands and empty pockets. But God said that one day he'll take up a cross. He'll take up a cross to strike down his enemies. How many armies does he command? No armies. No armies, Gabriel said. But one day he'll have disciples, friends, students, who learn from him, and they'll carry out his work. Does he have a palace or does he live in a villa? No palace. Gabriel began to laugh as the shock of what he had just learned about began to wear off. No, he won't live in a palace. He'll be born in a cattle shed. And while foxes have holes to live in and birds of the air have nests, he won't even have a place to lay his head when he's older. He'll go from town to town and place to place, spreading God's good news. When will his victory come? That's a good question, Gabriel said, and he rubbed his still glowing chin as he pondered this question for a moment and thought about what God had just told him about the new king. From what God showed me, it's honestly hard to say when his victory will come, Gabriel admitted. It'll be 9 months until he's born, and then another 30 or so before he's ready for his greatest victory, and then after that, it seems like it might take a while to unfold. Yes, I think it'll take a while. Gabriel was still glowing with God's glory, and now his face showed a smile as he marveled at another strange plan from God. The other angels of heaven had lost some of their excitement. They felt a little deflated, and so they cleared a path for Gabriel, and he took a step forward towards a journey towards heaven, from heaven to earth. When they saw that he was still headed to earth, they called out to him, "Angel of God's might! Angel of God's might!" "Yes," Gabriel said. "If this new king isn't even born yet, are you still headed to earth?" "Oh," Gabriel said, "God wants me to go and to talk to his mother. I'm going to tell her about her child, and I'll be overshadowing her with the power of the Most High." "His mother," they asked. "Who's she?" "She's some girl named Mary," Gabriel explained. "Mary?" they asked. "Yes," replied Gabriel. "Yes, Mary. She lives in a town called Nazareth." "Nazareth?" they said. "Yeah. God said it's a little village in Galilee." I know, Gabriel said, relating to their amazement. "I haven't heard of it either. But that's who God has chosen, and that's where she lives, and I'm just following orders." And with that, still glowing with the glory of God, the angel of God's might was on his way. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 37. The angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. And he will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And you and your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month of her of who it was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.